Welcome. Welcome to the fall regional meeting of the Philadelphia Society. The Intercollegiate Studies Institute is a co-sponsor of this meeting, the Humane Economy, Visions and Prospects. I'm John Wilson, and I'm currently serving a sentence as president. Annette Kirk, whom you all recognize as one of the first ladies of the conservative movement, has agreed to give us an invocation. Annette?
Well, good evening. Before I ask for God's blessing upon our gathering this evening, permit me to tell you about my first meeting with this evening's speaker. It was October of 1960, and I was the newly elected student council president of a small all-girls Catholic college on Long Island. And in that capacity, I was called upon to offer a prayer and to introduce our imposing figure tonight with the formidable name of Erich Ritter von Knut Ledeen, a name I practiced many times before I got it right. I recall then that our guest, as now, is a formidable intellect and a memorable personality. Tonight, 38 years later, after many years of friendship, I am pleased to once again ask God's blessing upon Erich, as well as upon our fellowship and on this meal. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting Father, who art the true principle of light, we beseech thee to shed the brightness of your wisdom upon us this night. Make us vessels of your grace and witnesses of your truth, so that the darkness of this world may be illuminated by the radiance of your glory. Bless this food which we are about to receive, and bless also our families, our friends, and our nation. Thank you.
Please enjoy your meal, and we'll come back to order in a few minutes. About dessert time for our speaker.
Order, please.
Our unruly crowd is called back to order. Thank you. Thank you. I have a couple of housekeeping items. The first one is, if you have not registered, please do so, or Julie Flick will turn you into a pillar of salt with one glance. Second, and I may repeat this later and I may not, so remember it now. Coffee and pastries, a continental breakfast, are available in the ballroom foyer at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow morning, starting at 7:30. For those of you who know that 7:30 comes twice a day. The morning session, the first morning session, begins promptly at 8:45, so plan on that time. We also want to thank several people for the sponsorship of this meeting. I said before that ISI is the co-sponsor, along with the Philadelphia Society, of this regional meeting. But also, we want to give very warm thanks to Jeff Nelson because of his many ideas about the substance of this meeting, and please thank him. And also to the Life Enrichment Foundation here in Wilmington area, and Foster Freeze, and Chris Long, and the Curran Foundation, all of whom have helped to make it possible for this meeting to go forward. Now, in the spirit of my predecessor, Stan Evans, to whom this society owes a great deal, by the way, and I'll have more to say about that at a future meeting, at a future time. I wish to bring you some late-breaking news. Now, in this case, it isn't from inside the Beltway. For those of you who know where Hillsdale is, there are no Beltways to be inside of. But rather, these late-breaking pieces are from the heartland. First of all, the new government bonds. I was listening to the television today, and government bonds, long-term government bonds, are going down very rapidly. And I think I know why. Because the government bonds that have come out lately, first of all, is the Monica Lewinsky bond, which we find out has no maturity. And then there's the Al Gore bond, which carries with it no interest. And finally, there's the Bill Clinton bond, which has no principle. Well, they aren't doing very well in the Midwest. And this we know from the bigger picture, because we know that rural Midwesterners are good judges of character. And my son-in-law assures me that this story that I'm about to relate to you is a true event. The devil had a visit with the president after yesterday's House vote to authorize impeachment hearings. You didn't know that, did you? "Mr. President," the devil said, "I can get you through this. I can call on Wormwood and screw tape and all sorts of other little devils around Washington, and you will beat these charges. Your presidency will be restored. You will serve in honor. But I have to tell you that upon your death, I will come to claim your immortal soul." "So," said Bill Clinton, "what's the catch?" Well, these are just a couple of items from the heartland. The theme of our meeting is the humane economy. It coincides with the 50th anniversary of the post-World War II German economic miracle, which was largely carried out by students and colleagues of Wilhelm Röttgen. It also coincides with the republication of Röttgen's great book, The Humane Economy, by ISI and by Regnery. We are blessed to have two participants in this meeting who knew Röttgen well, and the first is our keynote speaker this evening. For many, many years, we at Hillsdale College knew for sure that it was October because Eric Ritter von Kuhnhaut-Lodin appeared. We were sure of it then. He has instructed our students, and this is true, he has instructed our students on the French Revolution, how the Austrian Catholic nobility invented classical liberalism, on art. As a matter of fact, he once received a standing ovation from a resident liberal when he admitted that taste in art is enormously relative. He has instructed them on Latin America and a dozen other places he has observed in his travels, on Martin Luther, and he told me once that he has read all 98 volumes of his works in print, on the Soviet Union, and above all, on the failures of democracy. Russell Kirk once summed up his profession. These are Russell's words: "Scholar, polemicist, novelist, painter, eloquent public speaker, master of many tongues, tireless traveler." And he is undiminished by the elapse of nearly 9 decades. He has both studied and observed the great sweep and of our grand and our terrible century. You will hear much more about this remarkable man before the end of this meeting, so I won't rehearse his great resume and many accomplishments here. I want to add just two more comments, perhaps most of all directed toward the many young people that ISI has brought among us. And we welcome you all here. We are just very happy to have you young people here with us this weekend. First of all, his classic book, liberty and equality. It's a wonderful introduction to a central truth often forgotten in our times, that true liberty and equality of condition are not merely incompatible, but as Ambrose Bierce once said, incompossible. This, by the way, is my favorite of his books. He once told me at Hillsdale, as a matter of fact, that leftism was his great achievement, and it is a wonderful book, but Liberty and Equality, I love so much that I want to recommend it to you, and especially to you young people. It was reprinted in 1992 after being published originally in 1952. Second, this is a very rare man, one who has literally invented his own profession. Now, this doesn't happen very often in any generation. And when in ours, it also occurs in someone who has so much to teach us, we should be profoundly grateful. Ladies and gentlemen, the world's greatest authority, Erich Ritter von Kuhnelt-Bodine.